Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Roll out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. Maybe raining. It may not be where you are, but that's no excuse not to get out and fire up that grill and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, thanks. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And if you're listening to this live, it must be the weekend, and it's time to fire up that grill.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Headed north to a party in northern Michigan. A couple got married a few weeks ago, second marriage for both of them, just having their reception up there. I am in the non-cooking mode. I'm going to eat somebody else's barbecue when I get up there.
It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be great, right? I don't even care what it tastes
That'll be the first weekend in, what, 12 in a row?
Right, exactly.
You haven't had to get dirty?
Right, but it's a good thing. I'm looking forward to it, so it should be fun.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of fun at my house last Saturday. You were there.
Oh,
thanks
a lot
for
of
your,
fun.
Thanks for your help. I think we fed about 175 people. I got reports that the cars were all the way down to the road.
Right, yeah, on your half-mile-long driveway.
Yeah, exactly. And they were parked in the woods. So it was probably the biggest bash we've had yet. But the pool was in full use. The volleyball court was definitely packed. And the food just kept rolling. We went through briskets and butts and Jop was had a little fancy French fry bar there, so he was
we had making a little fun
some
with that.
Poutine.
Yeah, we had gravy, a couple kinds of cheeses. We had some chili. And
see, he got to finally use his gravy.
Onions, and we had some bacon chopped up there, and then you could top your fry with just about anything you wanted.
I have a little safety tip, though. The night before when I was using the smoker, it was raining like crazy. And I had my shorts on, and I was barefooted, so I slipped my big knee boots on, my rubber boots that I keep in the garage, and I went out to stoke the fire a little bit, poured some more charcoal in it, and when I went to shut the lid, it slipped out of my hand, and it slammed shut. And when it did, it blew a coal out the vent, and it hit me in the knee, and then it dropped right down inside my boot.
Oh,
and
God.
As I tried to pull my boot off, of course, it pressed it further into the top of my foot.
Right.
So I have been a gimp for a week, and it is it's pretty ugly to look at. It makes people sick when they see it.
Well, yeah. I mean, that didn't just burn the skin. That burned into the meat, man.
Two
that
spots.
Was nasty.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty tender. So my exercise schedule at Snap Fitness has been sharply curtailed.
Use the excuse for everything it's worth, baby. Just sit back, put your feet up, and have them wait on you for a while.
I had to Sunday. My foot was throbbing so bad.
I don't know how you did it.
It was
and
terrible.
Then I saw you swimming with that thing after you'd burned. That probably made it feel good. I don't know, that chlorine or whatever in that open cut.
Oh, well, I had to travel to Illinois this week and last week, and so I had this big bandage on my foot and, you know, sandals or whatever.
Selling in flip-flops?
Looked kind of silly, yeah.
Yeah.
But so it made for a good story and sympathy ploy. I did land a new Arctic spa dealer, by the way.
Yeah, look, man, I got this Canadian insurance. It ain't any good. I got to work through this burn.
Well, I lined up this nice store in Peoria, and the guy sells big green eggs. And while he was in there.
Oh, I need a deal.
While I was in there, this passionate griller came in, and come to find out, his name is Seth. He's going to do his first brisket, and he's like a French-trained chef, but he doesn't chef anymore. And so we got to talking, so I sent him my PDF on how to do a brisket.
Right.
It's about 20 pages, and he emailed me last night, so I sent that to him. But on the way back, I bypassed Chicago. I took 24 all the way across and then shot up into Gary and missed most of the nightmare. Because Chicago right now is absolutely torn up with construction. And it's normally bad anyway.
Right.
But by the time I hit the Michigan line, I was pretty tired and needed to take a potty break. So I pulled off on exit 8, which is Sawyer. And there's a cool little brewery there that I like to stop at on the way home called...
Not your first time?
Called Greenbush. They have three buildings now.
Oh, really?
This place is fantastic. We met them at our first Winter Beer Fest.
Yep.
And they were two bright guys, and we determined right then and there that they had a future. And I'm telling you, dude, we were spot on. Because that beer is perfect. I had a Belgian Strong, and I had some Joik wings. And they make these, they're jerk flavored, seasoned, and they're wings, and they smoke them. They have a huge smoker, and they're named after Joik Bell, who's from Benton Harbor.
Okay.
And he's a local celebrity. He comes back once a year and puts on training camps, and everybody in the area loves Joik Bell. So Joik went down there and gave him the blessing to use his name, and pretty cool story.
Right. I mean, that they but Joik wings.
Joik wings. It's cool.
Yeah.
Greenbush. Great place. It's exit 8, just head east about a block.
Yeah.
And they own the downtown now.
Exit 8 off 90, off 94?
Off of 94, yeah.
Right, yep.
8 miles into the state. And that place is taking over downtown Sawyer, which is really dinky. But pretty cool to see in 5 years what hard work can do for you.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to brew really good beer.
Yeah, we're going to talk later in the show with a guy that knows how to brew really good beer. I had the opportunity to spend a couple hours with him earlier this week. A guy by the name of Tim Surprise is the proprietor of Arcadia Ales. And you're going to hear about some exciting things that are going on with that guy in his brewery. He's going international. And wait till you hear this. You know, his brewery is an English-based ales is what his specialty is. And he's actually going to go brew some beer in England.
They need it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They need it. I was over there in the last couple of years, and their selection of beer is not great anymore.
Right. You mentioned Big Green Egg. I had an accident on all this cooking that we did the last week and a half. I think I did 6 catering gigs in 6 days. In couple in one day with you.
Dropped your offset plate.
I did. That's exactly right.
That coming.
Right.
Yeah. That's like your second or third
second one,
isn't
one
it?
I've done, yeah. And they're 105 a copy every
Ouch.
Time you do it. But it and I had it wasn't it was red hot, but I had the big leather welding gloves on. It just slipped, and it boy, I tell you what, it doesn't take a drop. It just tunked the edge of that big green eggshell
because it's so hot.
Yeah, and it just popped right in half, and there it was. Like son of a
gone.
So there goes the profit in that little barbecue because you got to buy another $100 piece of equipment.
Well, but today, as well as talking with Mr. Surprise, we are going to teach people how not to be a chicken.
Okay,
don't be chicken.
Right.
And we're going to talk about a couple things to do with some chicken and maybe a few ideas. One thing in particular that I think is really cool is rotisserie over a campfire. There's a lot of people camping right now.
Yep.
And if you have one of these little portable rotisseries, they run on batteries, and they'll run for like the whole weekend nonstop on a couple batteries.
I see.
They're very low voltage DC batteries, motors, and it's for about $120. You can have the coolest meal at your campfire and not fuss with it. That's the beauty.
Is it like
of it.
A little teepee or tripod on either
it's
side of the
It's got a
fire,
couple
or?
Stakes you put in the ground,
okay.
And then a rod that goes across, and your box mounts on the side of it. And it just turns at a perfect speed.
How do you keep it from tipping over? I mean,
well, you put the stakes right in the ground. You just tap them in with a hammer or a rock or something, and you put it next to your fire. And we'll talk about that in the third segment.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, and I brought you a little present today from ThermalWorks. You got your new ThermoPop. Which is their latest little special that they're running for ThermoPens.
Looks like a lollipop.
Looks like a lollipop. It's about $50 online, and they were selling the specials last week. I think we had them for $29.95 for the scratch and dent. So
pretty cool.
Those folks.
We'll give it a run. It's a nice, handy little tool. Coming up next, it is our friend Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales brewing some great open tank yeast in the room beers. You're not going to want to miss this guy. Stick with us. We'll be back. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, I'd like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out and get in your backyard and fire up a grill. I don't care if it's raining where you are or it's not. You still got a lot of summer left, and you need to get out there and get it going. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, thanks for joining us, and thank you, Jop. It's going to be a lot of fun right now because we're going to get to talk to somebody that we've known for quite a while, and he's actually one of our original sponsors, I think, been with us about 5.5 years.
Yep.
Mr. Timothy Surprise. How are you, Tim?
Gentlemen, I'm great. Thank you. How about you?
Hey, you know what? I'm great. I had an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with you this last week, and always a pleasure to come down and see the wonderful facilities at Arcadia Ales in Kalamazoo. I didn't get over to Battle Creek, but I had everything I needed right there in Kalamazoo, a little barbecue, a lot of beer, and just some great, great friendship.
I'm pretty jealous.
Yeah, well, you should be, buddy. But I got some beer. Not all of it, but I got some beer for you. I'm going to keep some myself.
Ah.
Yeah, it's always it's a good thing I write down how much you guys take out, because I know you're lying to each other, whoever makes the trip down.
Damn, he's on to me.
Well, he said you got two cases.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. I wanted to tell you first and foremost, it's a treat to be able to get back on the air with you. I'm heading across the pond as Jop, you and I talked a little bit about earlier this week. So I'm getting geared up, packed, and we're going to bring a few Arcadia ales over to Great Britain.
Well, you know, that's being humble, because you're going to do more than just bring them over there. And this is an American success story. You're about to celebrate your 20th anniversary. We'll get into that celebration in a moment. But you're going to head over there, and you're going to take what is basically a British-inspired beer. You Americanized it, and now you're going to go back there and teach them how to brew it, right?
Well, I don't know if it's teaching them as much as it is a privilege to just join them. As you know, we did this last January at the Banks's Brewery in Wolverhampton and brewed our Angler's Ale for the J. J.D. Weatherspoon chain of pubs over there. And it's an international craft brewer showcase that they've been doing for a few years. Felt really honored to be a part of that in January. Apparently, they like the beer, the Anglers, enough to invite us back. So I'm back there with our director of brewing operations, Dave Sipple. And this time we're going to Edinburgh, Scotland, and brewing Thunder Trail ESB at the Caledonian Brewery in Edinburgh. So that's a real treat for us, and we feel privileged to be a part of it again.
Have you ever been to Edinburgh?
Yeah, this will be my personally my fourth trip to Edinburgh.
Isn't it a beautiful city?
I was there a couple of times, actually third trip, excuse me. I was there twice before, and just always a treat when you're there. We're only there for 3 days, but I've got a little Scottish ancestry, as you guys know. I've been known to throw the kilt on from time to time at an Arcadia bash. And so I'm going to get a chance to throw the kilt on and brew a batch of beer while I'm at it in Scotland this time.
River otter, not a beaver.
That's correct. Thank you, Josh. Sporran is a river otter. So thank you for. I let the girls all make that mistake, and they immediately think it's the beaver I'm wearing, but it's really.
We'll stop there. I won't.
So you fly into London? You going to Heathrow?
No, we're going to fly into Edinburgh, Bob, and it's Detroit to JFK, JFK to Edinburgh.
Wow.
And then we'll train from Edinburgh down to London and over to Devizes to visit a brewery that came over to visit us in June and did a brew with us, the Wadworth Brewery. Again, these breweries have been around 100 to 140 some odd years, so it's a really big treat for us to be able to see some of these legacy breweries in England.
You know,
and then we're going to meet with some folks in London and talk about maybe having some beer available from Arcadia in the UK before Dave and I get back on the following Saturday.
You say it's a treat for you, but Jop, what this tells me is it's going to be a treat for the folks up there, because this tells you exactly how far this brand and this recipes and the quality of this beer has come, to where you can go to the birthplace of this style of beer and bring it to them, and they go, "Holy cow, that is killer!"
Right.
That's hats off to you, man.
Well, our whole team has been working hard for 20 years, guys, to make this happen, and there's a lot of continuity, right? I mean, our brand, our brewing system that we started with, the yeast that we continue to use, all originated in the UK. So we like to consider ourselves British-inspired and American-crafted. So it's a combination of things that seem to be resonating, not only here, obviously in the United States with craft beer being so popular, but also as well over in Europe and certainly the UK.
And, of course, promoted by the Latin from Manhattan.
Yeah, we've got Mr. Suarez and a great sales team helping and making sure that Arcadia is where it needs to be, right here in Michigan and throughout our core markets in the Midwest. Absolutely.
Well, speaking about where you need to be, let's talk about what's going on September 17th.
Well, we're celebrating 20 years in business, and this will be a fundraiser for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we've got this great riverfront garden and launch area that you guys have managed to see, but it's really special during the summer months. And so as long as we've still got the great weather, we wanted to throw a party, celebrate 20 years being in business. We're going to set up a stage outside in the garden, have 5 bands. We're going to roast a stuffed 200-pound hog and a number of specialty smoked meats and some special items celebrating 20 years that day. We have about 3 to 6 very unique beers that we'll be featuring out in the garden that people haven't been able to see for a long time, some of which they've never seen before. So it's going to be a fun time, and we're excited about any opportunity that we can celebrate being in this great business of craft beer, food, and while at the same time kind of giving back to the community.
Yeah, Tim, there's always that aspect of everything that you do is you've got giving back to the community. I know you've got your one of your beers that you give 1% of all of your sales for that particular beer back to the river system trails. And I mean, it's just one right after another. Hats off to you, man. You're doing it right.
Well, as I told you guys before, you know, I've got a really tough CFO who happens to be my wife, and she told me that, you know, cut that advertising budget. I want to make sure we're doing something that we can feel good about. And with all due respect to everybody that needs to advertise, we all do, for God's sakes, but I kept losing that argument. So we decided to instead take our advertising budget and give it to nonprofit, good charitable organizations. And you know what, guys, it's really paid off for us. The goodwill, the kind of community building, I think, that we're participating in, that's really what matters. So we feel thankful for that opportunity.
Well, and we feel thankful, too, because you shared something with me that really surprised me, but it very much humbled me as well. And you said that we're the only advertising that you do. And that was amazing to me, but I understand it completely. And I guess I need to send a big bouquet of roses to Marty for not putting us on a chopping block.
There's very few that we do, and we've done a little bit here and there. You guys we've stuck with for a long time because it's just, you know, we just wanted to support what you guys had going. And what you've built, and it's grown into something that's now not just a Grand Rapids audience. You're reaching out across the country, for God's sakes. And our hats are off to you, and for the extra effort that you guys have made in building the Grilling Guys. If you want to talk barbecue and grilling, you talk to the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, that's very kind of you. I want to know about these bands you've got coming in.
Well, it's a mix of our music, which we've tried to be building upon for the last year, guys, and it's our effort to supply the kind of musical genres that aren't commonly available in the Kalamazoo Battle Creek area, such as not just a classical twist, but maybe even a brass classical jazz, fusion jazz, Celtic that's a little blend of bluegrass and Celtic.
Very cool.
Even rhythm and blues and soul. Some of those kinds of things that we've been bringing into our mix that are not as commonly found. And so the bands will reflect that which we've been building upon in terms of our foundation of trying to provide an interesting and eclectic musical mix.
That sounds awesome. It is on, again, it's the 20th anniversary of Arcadia Ales.
September 17th.
The date is September 17th.
Yeah.
It's only $10 at the door.
It's 5 o'clock. Starts at 5 o'clock. It's a $10 admission to get in. And, again, it's a fundraiser for Big Brothers Big Sisters, where part of the proceeds are going to them. And it's going to be a blast. A lot of great food, a lot of great beer, and I get to put the kilt on again, which is always fun.
All right. Oh, you make us all proud. Tim Surprise, Arcadia Ales, we love you, brother.
Love you guys, too. Thanks for all that you do.
Thanks, right, buddy. Yeah, cool place, man.
Happy
to be part of
and
it.
And I tell you what, I brought home a big bag of barbecue, and it was dynamite, just dynamite. We can break that down.
And a bottle of beer for me, I hope.
I did one. Coming up next, we're going to roast your chicken over an open fire. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA. Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
We live it, we love it, Alan Bob Sports, sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our name. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Alan Bob Sports, sportsman.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
I got that real good, feel good stuff.
I got me some chicken on the grill, and that is going to be good stuff. Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're about to talk about just a little bit of Yardbird. What you thinking, Bob?
I didn't know you did country rap.
I do it all.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And it is The Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our website. You can get us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter if you dare, Grilling Guy at Twitter. And we always respond to your emails and your texts and all the support and questions you give us. So you want to hit us with a question, you can link up right on the website. That's thegrillingguys.com. Roasting a chicken over an open fire, that is something we do every summer multiple times. And maybe because the device is so inexpensive, it makes it even more enticing. We buy more camping gear every year.
Sure.
But this little spit, and I can't think of the name of the website I go to, but all you have to do is use a search engine and find campfire
rotisserie,
spit, and you'll see that there are a bunch of. Now, here's a caveat. When you go to buy one, pay very close attention to the thickness of that spit, because once you get to using this, you're going to really like it, and you're going to want to put more and more stuff on it. And the cheaper ones have a really thin one, and it'll bow.
And then it won't work.
Not very well, no.
So it lops thin. It doesn't turn smoothly.
You'll have to spend about $129 for a decent, beefy enough one. And then, of course, they go by how wide they are. And it all has to do with how many people you're trying to feed and how much meat you're going to put on that thing. But in terms of doing a chicken, you can either dig a fire pit and put it as part of the pit, or you can just have your campfire on the ground, which is what we do in the Manistee National Forest when we camp out there. And we'll be heading out there for Labor Day weekend. We usually spend 4 days or 5 days out there right on Lake Michigan. And there's a cool spot we found when we were up at Ferris, and we used to camp up there with a whole group of kids. Well, a bunch of these people still go there. So we go there once a year.
Hippie hangout.
It is. And it's wonderful, but John Vanoni does this every year, and he was the DJ at the party last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife was the bartender, Stacy. So he's always putting chickens on, and he's not listening this morning, so I can say this. He always puts them on too late. So we always have chicken about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We want a second grazing. But it's so good when you pull these big, fat hens off of the fire and you park them. He usually has them rubbed up with a custom spice blend. He's very much into the herbals. And it's just gorgeous. And he gets a knife and he starts cutting one open. And, I mean, the juice runs all over the place there. There's something about a rotisserie and spinning meat around over and over that
to a certain degree, it bases itself.
It does. It just keeps recycling the juices. You know, a lot of it doesn't go into the fire. And that's the next thing. You don't generally put it right over the fire. You put it next to it.
Right.
And by doing that, that radiant heat hits it from the side. So you're not roasting it underneath. So all that convective heat coming up out of your campfire and the ash, I might say, does not affect your meat.
Right.
And when the juices drop, the grease drops because those chickens are fat, you don't get a flare up. That it'll follow that fat right on up to the chicken, and you'll have a flaming rotisserie.
So you've got you're to the side of the coals even. Now, if you've got a normal campfire that's say a foot and a half, 2 foot tall, how high is the chicken up in the air, and how far is it away from the actual flame so it doesn't get licked by the flames? Right. I mean, is it 4 foot up in the air? Is
it depends on the size of your fire, but okay. The chicken's normally about 2 foot off the ground, 2.5, depending on how big your rods are and how far you drive them into the ground.
Okay.
Typically, when you're camping, it's kind of a sandy area. You don't camp in clay pits,
right.
You know, so
right.
You're generally, in Michigan anyway, somewhere around some water, and it seems to be kind of loamy soil, so it's not hard to get the forks into the ground.
Right.
And then underneath the chicken, you put a disposable pan, like an aluminum, a big, long aluminum
foil
pan. Yep. And that catches all your drippings, and you put your whatever you're going to use to baste it, you pour it right in that pan, and it kind of stays hot and kind of cooks it as it goes. But it catches all the drippings, and you can take a brush and just dip it down in there. You can pour it over it or whatever, a big ladle, and just keep basting that chicken throughout the day as it roasts. And the smell will drive anyone around you crazy, because there's something about roasting, slow roasting meat that just brings the crowd in.
Oh, yeah.
I could see it last weekend when the folks were coming in to where my smoker was, you know, it's west of everything. And as people were walking back to the backyard, you know, the aroma was still coming off that big smoker. And they're walking by and their noses are up in the air like a bunch of deer. That's the real magic of barbecue.
Right.
I love the
smell.
Aroma.
The smell is as good as the taste. Now, on those the chicken on the rotisserie, it's going to get a little crispy on the outside.
Beautifully.
But again, you're going to need a thermometer to check and see when it's done. These new little thermal pops would be perfect for that.
For camping?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It reads in 3.4 seconds.
Right. And it's just a little probe. Looks like the inside of a cross pen, right? With a little sharp point on
yep.
the end. And
just then a lollipop on the end.
Right, with a digital readout.
And a rotating screen.
Yeah. So no matter which way you look at it, you're going to be able to read the numbers upright.
Yeah. So then, you know, like if it's chicken, put that tip into the thigh.
Right.
Put it into several joints. Put it deep into the joints and get those joints to 165. Then everybody's happy. There will be no blood evident when you serve that meat.
Right.
Because that's what you don't want.
Yeah. While it wouldn't hurt you, it's still not attractive on the plate. So.
Well, it means that that's not cooked. So it could absolutely make you sick.
Yeah, if you got down there and whittled on the end of the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the time is a big part of it. You know, how do you know when to put that thing in? Well, I'm going to tell you that it's just like anything. It's time and temperature. So if you have a recipe for doing it in the oven at a certain temperature, you know, and it shows you different temperature ranges, your temperature is probably going to be around the 250 mark from a sideways radiant. So you'd want to gear it to like a four-hour cook.
Right.
It's going to take a while.
That might be why you're eating that stuff for a midnight snack and not at dinner time, because at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's not thinking chicken.
Right. No, he's drinking beer.
Right. Exactly. I would be too. But chicken anytime off the rotisserie on an open fire is good. It doesn't matter what time it is.
So then take that bird and rub it down good with some EVO and, you know, your flavor profiles. Now here's a good time to use some whole herbs. This is when rosemary looks really cool, and thyme, you know, when you've got the full
sprigs of
it. Yeah, the full sprigs, and you shed them a little bit, and you put them into a nice rub bag, and you just liberally coat that thing and put plenty of it on the outside, because it's just the skin. You're hoping some of it runs into the meat as it rotates.
Sure.
But as it roasts, I mean, it creates a just a beautiful canvas on that screen that is gorgeous. And that skin will be so crisp and so beautiful, you'll actually eat it. And I don't normally eat chicken skin.
Right.
But on that one, you will, because the fat will be gone.
Yeah,
it'll just
tasty,
totally
tasty
get rid
stuff.
Of it.
You know, the rotisserie is great if you've got time to do it. Another chicken on the open flame is you've got that triangle, which is basically a grate that hangs above the
tripod.
Fire. Tripod, yeah, thank you, not triangle, tripod. And that thing works good for, like, thighs and legs if you want to cook up quicker.
Yeah, and you know, the nice thing about those is you can elevate them way up. If you want to take your time and slow it down, just rise it up.
Right.
I still have that one that fella in Muskegon, that Born to Grill guy gave me.
I remember him.
That thing works great. I'll be taking it with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works much better than the Chinese job.
Coming up next, we're going to double do dim wings. Stick with us. We'll be back.
A little more right now. a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away. And just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Hello, hello, you over there, Jop? Yeah, Brian's like flagging me down. It's like, hey, the rap's done. Time to get back on the radio, buddy. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we are here. We had a little sidebar going on there about an iPhone. Mine took a swim this last week. I'm driving down the road. It's sitting on the console of the truck, and out pops a deer out of the ditch. I nail the brakes, and after I missed the deer, that was good. And after the whole ordeal's done, I look down, my leg's wet. I'm like, what the heck's going on? And I look over, and I've got a big tumbler of iced tea in the console, and my phone is deep in. So
diver down.
I'm like, oh crap! Pull it out of there. Now if it's shot, it's gone. So
they keep making new ones.
That's right. Yeah, I probably should buy the T-proof one next, right? But anyway,
they got like 250,000 people living in the factory.
Yeah,
in China. Yeah, they live at the factory.
Really?
Sounds like a horrid place to be.
Yeah, right.
But I do like the phones.
Especially when their alarms all go off at the same time, right?
I don't know if they even get those. Double done wings. This is something that some guys like to do. I just tried it, a couple months ago. One of the pubs we go to or breweries likes doing this. But basically, you smoke your wings and then you deep fry them or fry them. And it's a cool effect. If you like the crispy skin, which is why I tried it on a wing, which I do.
Right.
You smoke them first so you get the taste of the smoke, and then you get the fried effect to make it healthier.
You're right. Sure. Yeah. You know, you're just cooking off all the fat. Yeah. That's
yeah. And actually, I did it in reverse when I went to Boston a few weeks back. I stopped in Buffalo and got some of Duff's famous buffalo wings, the original buffalo wings. And I bought a giant order, and then I got a to-go container, threw them in my cooler, and those are deep-fried buffalo wings, hot wings. Well, when we got to the event, I had rented a big Southern Pride smoker that I was doing the event with, and I took all those wings and I put them in the smoker and I laid about 2 hours worth of smoke on them.
Mm-hmm.
They were fantastic. I'm sorry I didn't buy a few hundred of them because the crew, the work crew there, went through them. They were practically gnawing my hands by the time we got done. You didn't want to get anywhere near the group, but you can do that in reverse as well if you have a deep fried.
Okay, so even if they're deep fried, because there's a coating on the outside, they take a little bit of smoke?
Or? They will. It'll take smoke nicely.
Yep, pretty cool. But that is... Were they battered when they were deep fried, or did you take
them?
Generally, they got a dry rub on them, right?
When I do, I just rub them with like a Memphis style, with
maybe a little olive oil, EVO.
I don't even do that. I don't even do that. No, I just rinse them off, and the rub sticks right to them.
Yeah,
there's so much fat on the skin, you don't need to add fat to a wing. You're trying to get rid of it.
I used the last time I did it, and admittedly, it's been a few months. Because when I do wings, I like to do a smoker full of wings. I don't want to do just a little bunch. I want to do a big bunch of them. I use the Old World Olive Company's lime EVO.
I love that
stuff. And you roll those in there and then put a Memphis profile on there that's a little citrusy anyway.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My
check those people out at Old World Olive Company and check them out online. And just go into one of their stores. They've got them all over the place. There's three in Grand Rapids, Rockford, Birmingham, Plymouth. They're all over the place. But just go in and taste and sample. If you never thought you'd go crazy about balsamics and flavored EVOs, they'll change your mind.
Right.
And you turned me on to those when we first started the show. They've been with us a long time, too.
Yeah, they have. Yep, great sponsor. But you mix a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of balsamic in a cup, and then just rub that bottom of that little plastic cup on your hand to get it a little bit warm, get a little friction, and then sip that. You get the true essence of what the combination of that oil and balsamic is. And if you've not been there, there's over 30 flavors of balsamics and about 25 flavors of oils. So the combinations, there's hundreds of them.
Is that a little Jedi trick when you put your finger
in
it?
I'm just telling them. You know what? Shasta showed me that.
Really?
I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, you got to warm up a
little bit. I'm kind of jealous. She never showed me that.
Well, that's because it's just the way it rolls, brother. I can't have everything.
All right, how about jerk chicken? You ever make jerk chicken?
You know, I'm not a big Caribbean spice guy, and that's what I think of when I hear jerk
chicken.
Well,
it is. It's Jamaican.
Right. And I just, I'm not that big of a fan of the heat that is in the jerk. You know, you like spicy food.
Yeah.
I'm not, overspiced food to me ruins it. But
it's not overspiced.
What is jerk?
I mean, it's not overspiced.
Now, yeah, what is a jerk, right?
Well,
okay, Job, walk right into that
when I do jerk, I buy McCormick's jerk spice blend.
Okay.
It's got all sorts of stuff in it, but one of the things I know is cayenne and habanero. And I honestly don't remember what all the other things are in there, but the easy way is to just get it from McCormick's. But now when you want to make a jerk sauce, if you want to make a sauce, you can go to thegrillingguys.com and download the jerk sauce recipe that's on there. And that's a really good recipe.
Did you come up with that one?
I did.
Yeah, I thought maybe.
But so a nice way to do jerk is maybe, again, if you're doing that rotisserie chicken, maybe you do a jerk blend on it, and then you take the chicken, you take the parts off that you want, and then you take all the other parts and pieces, and especially like thigh and back and stuff that's maybe a little tougher to work with, and you just take a fork and you shred it all. And then you take your jerk sauce and you pour it over it, and you just put it in a little warming pot, and you let people make – you can use it for wraps. You can use it like on pita bread or tortilla shells or whatever you want to put it on. But, oh, my mouth's watering thinking of jerk chicken. Because those joik wings I had at Greenbush were jerk and a bit overdone.
Joik to jerk chicken.
I'm telling you, there's something about wings that are just magical. And you can actually get drumsticks cheaper now because everybody wants wings.
Yeah, it's right. There's two wings and two drumsticks on a chicken, and the drumsticks are about half the price.
I'll go for a bone-in thigh anytime.
Yeah, yep.
You go to Sobey Meats, you can get them for like $1 a pound.
And they're wonderful.
They're fantastic.
Yep, and that's man food, and it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man!
Yeah, today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street pasty in Saranac. And you know, Tony and Tony came out to the party last Saturday and brought me a great big load of pasties.
Yeah, I know.
They showed up late.
I was over there seeing him, and I didn't see him, but I mean, I was there till the last dog was home.
Well, you had your gravy right there. You could have had a pasty and gravy.
I know. See, that's the way it works.
And then watch all my relatives run you out with a pitchfork.
Yeah, but I didn't see ketchup anywhere on the table. I'm just saying.
You mean that big pump jug? You didn't see it? Yeah, so thanks, Tony. And Tony, that was very nice. And there are none left. They went quite quickly, as much food as we had. But today's man law is bitching about the brand of free beverage in your buddy's refrigerator is forbidden. But gripe it, if you will, at the temperature is not suitable.
Yeah.
We've got a funny story from the party, too. We have these friends, Terry and Dave, who come over. You met the Merrill Lynch guy.
Right.
Come over from Detroit. And they're Miller Lite fans. They will drink nothing but Miller Lite.
Right.
Now, Dave enjoys a good cigar, and I had some great cigars that I got at Siciliano's. And we had some great cigars. I'm drinking the Nookie from Gravel Bottom. Shout out to Gravel Bottom. Thanks for that half barrel.
Yeah.
What a beautiful donation to the party those guys made. But she'll drink nothing but Miller Lite. And he pretty much won't either. He'll enjoy a good German beer once in a while or something, but at some point in time, one of our friends consolidated all the coolers because there were too many and emptied all those Miller Lite and put them into one of my coolers. And Terry went berserk trying to find her Miller Lite.
Like
she bitched for hours. So she was forced to drink some Nookie. And she wrinkled her nose and acted like she didn't like it, but she actually loved it.
Yeah, so okay, so word up here. Who's going to steal Miller Lite when there's a keg of microbrew?
She was convinced. She was convinced somebody stole her Miller Lite. I mean, it ruined her night. The next day, I found it all in my cooler, which was so hysterical.
Right, take a picture and send it over to her.
Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. Check us out there. And if you want to leave a comment, leave a comment. And we'll try and get back to you and give you any kind of help we can.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in this weekend. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard. Create a little grill envy.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're not quite done yet. We've been running this yard bird all around, and we're going to slow one down and barbecue him now. Bob, let's talk a little bit about barbecue chicken.
Yeah, we didn't get to that in the last segment, and barbecue chicken's something that people tend to screw up a lot.
Yep,
and burn it. I think one of the things is so many people just don't look for advice. They don't either listen to shows like this, which there's like only one of, or they don't read a cookbook, or they don't go online and research it, watch YouTube videos, whatever. It's a great, there's so many resources out there. If you screw up your grilling, that's on you. So barbecue chicken is what you make of it, but basically it's salt and pepper on chicken and throw it on the grill. Grill it. And then finish it off with a nice barbecue sauce.
Right. Generally, they've got a sugar component to them. So that's where people end up going wrong is they'll cook it too hot or too quick.
I always think back about the guy, I won't say his name, but when we do that event at Garrett's.
Yeah.
And he reps for one of the prestigious grill manufacturers.
Right.
You know the guy I'm talking about, the chubby guy. And he dips the chicken in barbecue sauce raw and throws it on the grill.
Right.
And it's so bitter. It's not cooked when it's done, for one thing.
Right.
So I see blood. I don't eat it. And now the guy that comes up from Chicago and does the lamb chops, he really knows his stuff. Those
sure.
are those are nice, and that's his deal. But no, barbecue chicken, the sauce is on for the last 2 minutes. It's not
just
to be even
tacky.
Don't even open the bottle until you're about done with it, until that chicken's cooked.
Right. And a great
it's way a finishing
to,
glaze.
And a great way to not burn it is do it on indirect heat. Put the sauce on. Set it not over the fire, the chicken, but off the fire. Close the lid and let it get sticky, and then you'll be ready to
or
go.
Or when you're done grilling, just turn the fire off and then baste them right there and shut the lid.
Right.
Leave them right where they're at,
yep.
Depending on if you have to use the grill again. But that sauce is going to mess up your grill.
Right.
Now, another way you can do it is you can pour that sauce in a bucket, and you can just dip, pull it off the grill with your tongs, dip it in the bucket, and set it on the platter.
Right.
That's a really nice way to do it. It doesn't burn it whatsoever. It does give it a little different look and profile. It's a little lighter. But I think of Big Bob Gibson's white sauce.
Right.
That's what they do with their white sauce down in Alabama. They just dip the chicken when it's coming off the smoker, when the meat's at like, you know, 180 degrees or whatever it is when they pull it off. And it actually turns black. It doesn't look white. So when you hear white sauce,
right.
you tend to think, well, that's going to be weird. No. So that's barbecue chicken, and don't screw it up because your family's counting on it. You know, when you're standing at the grill, you're representing all of us guys. So it's like really important.
And chicken's been on there 45 minutes to an hour already to get it done.
Don't shame manhood.
Right.
Okay? Or we're going to clip your man card.
Wrap us up with these little bacon-wrapped lollipops, Bob, because that's a great one.
Yeah, you take chicken wings, and depending on which section you have, again, there's some great YouTube videos on this, but you basically snip them on both ends. You snip the skin, and on the middle section of the wing, you need pliers, needle-nose pliers work. You pull the skin of your bone out as you hold the skin. And it actually rolls that skin up over the top of the other piece. It looks like a little lollipop. You just wrap a little bacon around it. You throw it on the grill. You are a stud.
Sounds good. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in this weekend. Get out in your backyard and have a great barbecue, and we'll talk with you next week.